Okay, today's daf is Tainus Daf Yud Beis, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Tainus Chalom, a fast for a bad dream. The Gemara tells us on Yud Beis Amid Beis. Amar of Yehuda Marav Love Adam Ta'aniso Uporeya. A person could borrow a Tainus Uporeya and then pay back. What does that mean? If he can't fast on a certain day, he can make it up. What does that mean? Was he a neder that there's no way that he can't pay? If he was going to fast and he can't fast, he accepted to be in discomfort and he can't. So imati mitzar nafshi v'lo mati mitzar nafshi. If he can't, he can't. Not a question of making it up. Right, this isn't a specific chiyuv that he has if a person accepted a fast upon himself for various reasons. Ikat Amri Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Lova Adam Taniso Pareya. And can you read the Kamei Shmuel? The Shmuel says the opposite. Amar Li Pshitoli Lo Ye El Neder. That's pretty obvious that he can make it up, right? It should be just like a neder. Nader Milo Matzi Boi Lishlume Umeza Lo Machar Liom Achrina. Right, a neder you can make up at another time. So too here. Okay, let's skip a little bit, and the Gemara says, what about the following case? What happens? Yeshua Bereid Ravidi Ikla Bei Ravasi, Avdilei Igla Tilta. He visited Ravasi's house, and they made him a delicacy. An Igla Tilta, which the Rishonim give different pshatim, what does that mean? A third, an egel that was a third cooked, or the third product from the mother. Amrle Lita Marmidi, they said, you want to have some food. You want to have some food. Amrle Betanisa Yasiv Nasari, I'm fasting today. Fasting today. He had a private fast. Amrle Velosiv Marvalifra, why don't you literally borrow and pay back, like we just said. You could eat today and then fast next week. But today's, you didn't know you're getting a free meal today. Lo Savalar Mar Lahad Amr of Yudam Arav, don't you hold what we just quoted above in the name of Rav, Lova Adam Taniso Parea. You could eat today and fast next week. Amar lahu tainus chalom hu. It's a tainus chalom, which means it's a fast for a bad dream. A fast for a bad dream. V'yamar Rav Rabba Bar Machzi, Yamar Rav Chama Bar Gur, Yamar Rav Yafa tainus lachalom keish l'naores. And Rav also says, you're quoting me, Rav, that you could pay back. You could eat today and fast next week. But Rav also says that if you fast for a bad dream, that's an amazing effect. For the effects of the bad dream, right? It's like fire to straw; it burns it up. V'yamar v'chizda ubo bayom, but it has to be that day. So sorry, I can't eat today and fast next week. It has to be that day. V'yamar v'yosef v'yafilu b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos, if Friday night a person had a bad dream, Rav Yosef says that even on Shabbos, Rashi yachol lehisanos, yachol he could fast kadeshi is batal tsar gufo. So that the physical discomfort of knowing that he has this bad dream, it will go away. So sorry, even though other dreams, if I'm a Kabbal Tainus for some other reason, maybe I could borrow today and pay back next week. But when it comes to a fast for a bad dream, it has to be that day. It could even be on Shabbos. And then the Gemara quotes something amazing, which we'll talk about with Shem soon. My takante. So what do you do if you have to fast on Shabbos? Yosef Lesev Ta'anisa L'Ta'anisa. Then you have to fast for fasting on Shabbos. Right? So you fast on for the bad dream, and then you fast again because you fasted on Shabbos. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But this is the halacha. Not the halacha. This is the halacha. We'll see if it's Lomaisa today. But this is the Gemara's story about fasting for a Tainus Chalom. The Rambam in Hilchas Tainus quotes this. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchas Tainus talks about private fasts. Right, later on in Maseches Tainus, in Perek Hey, that's where he talks about the public fast days, like we learned about in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to learn about it at the end of this Masechta, the four fast days that are public, so Medalia, Asar Bateves, Shavas Batamuz, and Tisha B'Av, that's Perek Hey. But before that, the Rambam talks about private fast days in Perek Aleph, and some of the rain fast days, but the Rambam says, Haroeh Chalom Ra, Tzarech Lehisanos Lamachar. If you see a bad dream, Tzarech L'Tanos L'Machar. But then the Rambam adds in five words that the Gemara did not have. Kidei Sheyashuv. Why do you fast? It's not magic. Somebody has a bad dream, you fast the next day. Kidei Sheyashuv V'Yeur B'Ma'asav. So that you could wake up. You could wake up in terms of doing better in your life. Yashar for the word tshuva. V'yachapes bahen v'yachzer b'tshuva. That's the Rambam. The fasting is not just magical fasting. It's about tshuva. The Rambam also says the same thing later on. Think about it in Parakeh, where he talks about what the purpose of all the other fast days that I just mentioned are. Yesham yamim shekol Yisrael masana bahem. Mibnei atzaras she'ira bahem. There are some days that all Jews fast because of the tzaras that happened to them. Kidei la'orer halavavos v'leftoach darkei atshuva. To awaken the hearts and to open up the pathways of tshuva. V'yezeh zikara l'maseinu haroim u'masi avaseinu shehaya k'maseinu ata kidei atshegar la'em alanu osan atzaras. By remembering these events, nashuv lehetiv, we will do better. So interesting, the public fast days, the Rambam says that about, and also here, a private fast, a tainas chalom, is also to motivate someone to do tshuva. Umis ana v'afilu b'shabbos, umis palo anenu b'chol tfilo, that was yesterday shir, read about anenu, say anenu, the Rambam, remember all the tfilos of the fast, avishol kibol abibod yom, even though there wasn't a Kabbalah Mibod Yom, because you couldn't have accepted it yesterday because you didn't know you were having a bad dream last night. So it's only if you had a bad dream at night, then you wake up in the morning, V'amisana b'Shabbos, misana yom acher, and if you fasted on Shabbos, then you have to fast a different day, mipnei shebitel onik Shabbos, because you did something wrong by being mevatel onik Shabbos. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in more than one place. It's quoted in Hilcha Shabbos, that it's allowed even on Shabbos, and then quoted in Hilchas Ta'anios, in Tavkuf Samaches, and it's quoted in Hilchas, in Siman Reish Chaf, in the Mishnah Berurah, which is a halacha about Hatavas Chalom, which is about getting rid of a dream. But there, the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yopatinus Lavata Chalom Ra, Ke'esh Lena'oris, V'dafka Babayom, V'dafka B'Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah also quotes what the Rambam says, Aval Dafka Kisha Ose Tshuva Imo. It's not just fasting, it's tshuva. Ki atainis moel kamo carbon lachet. The tainis has the same effect as a carbon. Ma carbon ain't a moel b'li tshuva. A carbon doesn't work without tshuva. Bring a carbon and I didn't do, say, vidu, you do tshuva, it's not going to work. Shenemar zevach rashoim taweva af tainis chalom. So too, the tainis chalom. Which means, the Mishnah Berurah now says, switching over to Hilchos Shabbos and Reish Peches, it should be a day of Torah, a day of tefillah, day of, if it's a weekday, you take off from work, and you stay and you focus on spirituality. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Shabbos talks about this in Reish Peches. Are you allowed to fast on Shabbos? They're generally not. Generally not. The Shulchan Aruch says, Asu l'sanos b'Shabbos ad sheishos. You can't fast. What does fasting mean? Chatzos. You have to eat before Chatzos. The Mishnah Dibur Halacha wonders if this is a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan of the Isra of fasting on Shabbos. But one has to be careful. If somebody davens at a shul where they have a really long chazan, you got to take a drink in the morning before you go to shul to make sure that one is not fasting before at least chazos. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, in that simin, even though you're not allowed to fast generally, mutar lasanos bo tainas chalom kedei sheikar gzardino. V'tzarech lasanos biyom rishon, he says, when you make it up, the next day. The next day. The poskim say, if it's too hard, you can make it up a different day. But fasting 2 days in a row, eating at night. What you mevala on a Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says, yevala kol hayom b'torah u'b'tfila. Right, because the ikar is the tshuva, Torah, and tfila. There's a big discussion in the poskim. What happens if Reuven has a dream about Shimon? Is that something that I have to be worried about? And if yes, who fasts? Who fasts? So the poskim seem to say that Shimon's going to fast because the dream was about him. But Reuven doesn't have a chiyuv to tell him. So if Reuven doesn't tell him, then Reuven could fast for Shimon. That might be even nicer than telling him that I had a bad dream about you. Okay, but that's not for right now. As our Gemara says, though, that it has to be that day even on Shabbos, and you have to fast, Tainus L'Ta'aniso. So this is a fascinating halacha that we're allowed to do this. Usually, you're not allowed to do one thing wrong that... You're allowed to do one thing, and that's going to be something wrong, and that's going to cause you to have to do tshuva. Remember, we had the Mishnah at the end of Yuma. Echteva Ashuv. I'm really hungry right now, so I'm going to do this Avera, but I'll do tshuva for it next week. Echteva Ashuv. You can't do that, the Mishnah says. I'm not allowed to be Echteva Ashuv. And here it says, you can fast today, but you have to do tshuva for it. You have to do tshuva for it. Very fascinating, example. You know, maybe it's deemed sakana. It's a sakana unless we take care of this chalom ra. And if it's sakana, then you're allowed to, it's like, you're allowed to do what you need to do. I can be mevatel the mitzvah. Somewhat of an unusual case. Rav Avadia's lashon in Yechav Adas is that, it's all about onik Shabbos, that you're being mevatel. But this person is so sabrachin and so in a difficult state that he's going to have more onik Shabbos if he fasts. Right? If he's not fasting and he's worried about the dream, then he's going to be more nervous. But as long as he, you know, if he, you know, fasts, at least he feels that he's accomplishing something. Mikol makom hitiru chazal tainas chalom b'Shabbos. This is Rav Avadia in Chelek Dalid of Yechaveh Da, Simen Chav Dalid, where he talks about Lamaisa, which we'll get to soon. Lefi sheshiudas Shabbos he mishum b'karas lo Shabbos oneg. V'kivin sheyodeach shekashiyoshi b'tainas v'chozer v'tshuva korem lo gzardino ein lecha oneg gadol mizeh. He doesn't have greater oneg than that, and therefore Rav Avadia says that's why it comes in. Okay, you read the Gemara. That's step one. What about Bizman Hazeh? We've never really heard of this. So such a common thing about a Tainus Chalom. So it already goes back to the Rishonim. The Rishonim already say that maybe this is not something that we do. Not something that we do. The Tur quotes Gaonim. Gaonim, more than 1,000 years ago. The Tur in Simen Tavkuf Samaches. You want to do it during a weekday? Okay, that's your choice, but there's no downside. But to fast on Shabbos, we don't do that nowadays. Why? We're not experts in interpreting dreams like Yosef HaTzadik in Parshas Vayeshev. Right? We're not experts. Leida eze rav eze tov. How do I know what the interpretation of a dream is? Right? How do I know? I see an elephant eating a cookie. Right? So how do I know what that means? Right? I don't know. So I don't know what's good, what's bad. The ein misane misafik. And, oh, it might be a bad dream. That's not good enough to be docha onik Shabbos. V'chein kasev avi ha'ezri. Right, and then Brother Avi Ezri also says that. So that's why the Torah quotes these Gaonim. Other Rishonim aren't so convinced. The Arzarua quotes that we do fast, but the Poskim seem to say that we don't. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya, he quotes, even if one dreams, one of those listed in Maseches Brachos and elsewhere, if you think about this as a bad omen, even those we don't fast. Even those, because who knows, maybe times have changed. The Yesh Omim says the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Hilchos Shabbos. Shekol chalomo shebiru pitronim b'gemara. Shehem ra'im mutter lethanos b'em b'Shabbos. Avol yesh omrim shenishtanu pitroni chalomos mizman chachmei ha'gemara lizmanenu. Kemo shenishtanu ha'refuo shebizmaneyem. Just like Tosfos says in Moed Katan and elsewhere, nishtanu ativim, you're not allowed to use. We're not allowed to use the medicines in the Gemara. Because A, we don't exactly know what the sickness is. We don't know what the medicine is. We don't know how much to take. We don't... And Nishtanu Ativim, Tosva says. Tosva is a certain type of fish that the Gemara talks about is, I forgot which direction it goes. The Gemara says it's bad for you, or I think it's poisonous, and Tosva says, we eat that fish all the time. What's the problem? So Tosva explains, things have changed, and that's why there's a Chirim HaKadmonim already. One is not allowed to use the medicines that the Gemara suggests. So says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, just like medicines have changed, and maybe bodies have changed, maybe these Simanim have changed, whether this is a bad omen or not. And therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav and others that one shouldn't fast. That's not called Safek Pikuach Nefesh. The Kaf HaChaim quotes that if people came to him on a Shabbos morning, what did he used to do? He used to tell them, eat, enjoy, and then don't talk Lashon Hara the rest of the day, and go to Shul, and learn Torah, and say all of Tehillim. You can fast on Sunday if you want, and you can give tzedakah. Meaning he told them to do all these things, but it's not enough to be doche, the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. Again, if you want to go through, going to do something, but not fasting. Rav Avadia also paskins that way. Rav Avadia in that same tshuva, Dal Chav Dal says, Chazal never said the lashon of chivu. Right? It's obligate, it's like if somebody is sick, deathly ill, they have a chiv to go to the doctor. They have a chiv to go to the hospital. Right? Your body is not yours. Right, like the Radvaz has a beautiful lashon in Hilchas Sanhedrin. It's on loan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us our bodies on loan. We have to take care of it. But when it comes here, it doesn't say chiva. What's our lashon? What's our lashon? The Gemara says, right, love uporeya, love boba yom afilu b'Shabbos. You can, but it doesn't say anywhere chiv. And therefore, Rav Avadia says, Yachdish es yom haShabbos ahu l'kriya sefer tehillim upeisak ator kivikocho v'yimana misichas chulin. Right, don't schmooze all day. The rock, he says, if you're such a person in such a basket case that they can't function because they think it's such a bad omen. So then Rav Avadia says, okay, if you really can't function, then okay. Im libo dave alav v'nafshu aguma ma'od umitztayr tsar gadol. You're in a terrible state. Mutar lasanos b'Shabbos v'kol ha'yom yeshi b'beisakneses v'yasok b'torah kvikocho. The achar Shabbos yizana yom acher k'di lachaper alavon bitul onik Shabbos v'shav v'rafa lo. Shav v'rafa lo. The Aruch HaShulchan says that even on a weekday nowadays, even on a weekday, there are tzadim not to fast nowadays. First of all, like the Gemara says in Psachim, remember that hold the whole Zugos Gemara, right? The pears. The Gemara says, if it doesn't bother you, don't worry about it. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, first of all, if it doesn't bother you, don't worry about it. This is in, again, Reish Pei Ches. And also, right, there are many other reasons. If you're having anxiety during the day because you're worried about something, so that's a good reason that maybe you had a bad dream also. So that's not a bad dream, Simen HaShemayim. That's because you have something going on in your life. He says, if you ate a lot before you went to sleep, you know, that might also be a reason to have these dreams. Upshita k'shehirher bayom moshe yoshan bekeres maleya. De'ein bazeh mishum mamashos. Right? Okay, but Lamaisa also, we don't know a lot of the Pitronos of dreams, and therefore one can go, again, this is not our topic, it's a related topic, and that is Hatavas Chalom. Hatavas Chalom, that's the other Shulchan Aruch that we quoted in Siman Reish Chaf. Hatavas Chalom means going to a Chacham or anybody to interpret the dream. We don't know dreams today, and often we don't say the dreams. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Reish Chaf. So that, I once in my life did a Hatavas Chalom. I was in a certain situation and another Rav came to me and said, come, let's do a Hatavas Chalom. I never did it before. But in that case, if somebody has, we assume it's only if one has a bad dream three times in a row, it's the same dream. So then you could go to three people and say, I had a bad dream. And they will say, it's mutter, pitaron latova, pitaron latova, pitaron latova. It's a whole nusach to say. But that's another way, you know, without easier than fasting. But in terms of, that's cases where you're not sure, but even if one is sure that it looks bad, one could say, no, it's a good sign. Yeah, there's a minhagim also in Chutz La'aretz to say a special tefillah during Berchas Kohanim, based on a different Gemara, but that's not for now. One other ha'ara, and that is an important ha'ara. Tainas chalom afilu b'Shabbos. Tainas chalom is even more chomer than Tisha B'Av. Right, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we don't fast on Shabbos. We push off Tisha B'Av. We push off Shvasa B'Tamuz. Right? So, is this more chomer than Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is very chomer. Right? So, why? What's the svar for that? Afilu b'Shabbos. So, the Chassam Sofer connects this to the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, famous discussion within the world of Abu Drahams. You know, it's a well-known Abu Draham. The Beis Yosef quotes the Abu Draham, who seems to say that if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, which it can't according to our calendar, it could fall out on Friday. It's the only fast that falls out on a Friday every couple of years when we fast going into Shabbos with Vayechal that we happened last year. But the halach is that says the Abu Draham, according to the Beis Yosef, that you fast even on Shabbos if it fell out on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef says, I have no idea why this is. The Abu Draham himself says, because it says in Yechezkel about Asar B'Teves, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It uses that lashon. Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh was the day that Nebuchadnezzar surrounded the walls. And because it's Be'etzam Hayom Hazeh, it has to be done that day. So even if it was fallen on Shabbos, you'd fast on Shabbos. Okay, that's what Sarachian. There are those that say that Abu Draham didn't really mean it, he means something else. But that's the pashtus of the Abu Draham, how most Achronim understand, you fast even on Shabbos. So what makes Asar B'Teves unique? Why would you fast on Shabbos? So the Chassam Sofer writes in his Siddur, on the Slichas for Asar B'Teves, that Asar B'Teves is the beginning of the process, right, the day the walls were besieged, is the day that Hashem decides that there's going to be a Tisha B'Av that year. Right? It's the beginning of the process. That's when the walls, or the Gzeirah was already made, kind of, to a certain degree. So it's the day that Hashem decides if there's going to be a Tisha B'Av that year. It's about the future. The other fast days, even Tisha B'Av and Shavuos B'Tamuz and others, they're about the past. One does not fast on Shabbos for a fast day that's about mourning, that's about the past. But if it's about the future, so then you do fast, because you have in Breira, you have to fast. So that's why the Abu Draham says, Asar B'Teves, which decides whether there's going to be a Tisha B'Av that year, would fast on Shabbos if we knew, not if we knew, but that's if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. So suggests the Chassam Sofer, what's the precedent for that? Tainas Chalom. Tainas Chalom also, it's about the future. It's about something that's going to happen to me, which I'm worried about. And therefore, because it's about the future, that's why it would be mutter even on Shabbos. Again, the poskim say we shouldn't do it bizman hazeh because we're not sure about the interpretation, but that's the suggestion of the Chasam Sofer. If you look in Shlomo Fisher was just nifter this week, Shlomo Fisher, one of the golem in Eretz Yisrael, Rashi ben Itri, so look in his Beis Yishai, in the Drushas, in Simon Lamed, he has one Drush for Asar B'Teves. He quotes this Abu Dram, and he says, what's the secret of Asar B'Teves? So he quotes, we know that there was an ancient chait that's connected to each fast day. Right? The Shavas of Tammuz has the chait ha'egel, and Tisha B'Av has the Meraglim. And Tzom Gedaliah has the killing of Gedaliah, right? What about Asar B'Teves? Was there an original chait that took place on Asar B'Teves? So he says, Luli de Mistafina, I have no evidence for this, but I would suggest Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef are those parshios that we lay in at this time of year, and Asar B'Teves was the beginning of the process of the Churban, which was based on Sinas Chinam, and Sinas Chinam, as the Gemara says, was the reason for Churban Vayisheni. And therefore, he says, maybe that's the chait. So maybe that's what we have to work on every Asar B'Teves. We have to work on that because that's when is decided whether there's going to be a Tishra of that year, and it would be even on Shabbos because it's about the future. But that's what here he says in the Drushas Ben Yishai. That's something that we could work on as we, you know, think about the message for us about Asar B'Teves and the Tikkun that we have to do. Okay, so this is a little bit about Tainas Chalom, which comes up here on Daf Yud Beis. And again, there's Hatavas Chalom, but again, according to many poskim, it's not Lamaisa Bizman Hazeh, especially on Shabbos, there's not going to be a fast. Okay, we'll stop here.